Lois is calling us from North Seattle, I think. Hi, Lois. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I had one question, and I understand you have other people, but I had one question for this weekend because I anticipate your show, and I think it is one of the best things around. And I'm a retired nurse, a retired RN.
All right.
But I realize there's something else emerging for me, and so I'll mention that first, and then if you have time for the first thing, which would be quick, probably. Both my naturopath, who is Dr. Leslie at the North Clinic, and also my MD, they are recommending me to have ultrasounds, one or two, actually, because I've had some vaginal spotting, and I'm 15 years postmenopausal. And Dr. Leslie told me, she told me she had already seen two women in her office who had cancer, so, you know, it's clearly that's a possibility. She said also it could be just a thickened lining. So, you know, of course, the best thing to do is to get it checked out. So in the meantime, I'm just sort of preparing myself for whatever might come, and I'm already doing some things for my health. I'll just mention the other big thing I'm working with is really old chronic injuries where I have some adhesions and mineral deposits in my body, and that's actually the biggest issue I have going right now. If you have anything you can check just to help dissolve those besides castor oil packs, if there's anything I can take. But the thing with this this workup that's happening, if you can just assume I'm doing some other things to try to support my health, what else might I add in that either that could be helpful regardless of what the findings might be on these tests?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're absolutely correct. To go ahead with, you know, as a nurse and what your doctors have told you, that there's a small chance it's cancer. It's not a large chance, but we don't want to even have that small chance.
So well, that's reassuring.
To get that ultrasound done is really kind of important. And remember, unless you're a fetus, which is why I really hate this modern practice of ultrasounded to see what the sex is, because there are many Chinese reports about fetal injury by ultrasound. I don't like
really?
That. Yes, okay. really. But
well,
you're not a fetus, so I'd say get that ultrasound done, and chances are greater than not that it's just what Dr. Leslie says, namely a thickened endometrial stripe, and then you'll have to find out why. Sometimes taking bioidentical hormones, and too much for that person, will do it, by the way, but I assume you're not doing that now.
The bioidentical hormones?
Yes.
I'm still taking the progesterone at night, but I stopped with the vaginal estrogen suppositories.
Okay. Well, what you might talk over with Dr. Leslie is that there are two of the estrogens, my mistake, there are two.
The estradiol is the one that I had most recently.
And that's the problem. That one is partly procarcinogenic and partly anticarcinogenic, whereas estriol, ma'am, is totally anticarcinogenic. It only contacts the estrogen receptors called beta, which actually reorganize forming cancers. No kidding.
So it's actually protective against cancer.
It's protective. And even more, ma'am, there is a metabolite of estrogen called 2-methoxyestradiol. I didn't make it up. Look it up online, 2-methoxyestradiol. And even the Mayo Clinic has said that that estrogen is profoundly anticarcinogenic, and they use the word profound. And it's so blinking profound. It's so blinking profound, ma'am, that patent medicine companies quit researching it itself, and now they're researching analogs, you know, phony versions of 2-methoxyestradiol.
Of course, yes. Copy and dispense with big price tags on them.
You got that right. That's the story. So if you wish, particularly after the ultrasound is done, to return to bioidentical hormones, I would stick with the estriol and the 2-methoxyestradiol. The compounding pharmacies can put them both into the same formula. And by the way, estriol is considerably weaker than estradiol, but so we use more of it. But the point is here that we can get all the estriol, all the effects with estriol. We just increase the amount if we're not using estradiol, and we still got all the same good effects.
Okay, so I figure whatever she thinks is best.
You bet.
Between those two things. We had talked about, at my last visit when I told her about this, I was also due for a new prescription, and we talked about going ahead and switching to estriol.
There you go.
But then But she decided she didn't want me, let's hold off on doing anything until after these tests.
Well, sure, because let's say it's an increased stripe, endometrial stripe. If you use estriol more than a little bit, it'll make it even thicker is the point. So, yeah, hold off.
Oh, it will. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. I mean, I really trust her judgment. She's very good, and also she's very steady emotionally. I thought that never hurts.
No.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, is there anything else you would suggest? Like, I did get started on some iodine that I take orally or I put on the skin and a few other things. And can you think of anything else that might be supporting it?
Not till after you see results, ma'am.
Okay. So, in other words, just do what I think is a good normal routine and exercise and...
Yeah, and see those results.
Food and all that stuff.
And then check with Dr. Leslie or call back or both.
Oh, I am. I have an appointment set up, and I'm actually eager to look. The other thing is she suggested, because I said I really, you know, just allowing for what might be the most extreme possibility, which she said could be a hysterectomy. But I told her that part of what is the most unnerving about all this is I'm wondering, what would I do if? And what's really the most frightening to me is I have never really made a clear decision, except that I know that what is the conventional treatment for stuff like this would tend to be a last resort for me, so that I can support my immune system, try the other things, and then that could always be the last option if nothing else is working. But I also understand that a number of cancers heal themselves. So
that's true, ma'am, and if that's the way the test turns out, there's lots of information online about that. You can talk to Dr. Leslie about which part is reliable and which part isn't online.
Yeah.
Hmm?
She's got good education with that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I guess I'm just pretty much clear to keep going with what I'm doing.
Yes,
ma'am. Do you have any other suggestions about what might help dissolve these mineral deposits? I mean, I can feel how hard and crusty, and they are really painful, but they're slowly dissolving. I just would kind of like to, there is no question that my health is getting better in that respect the older
okay,
I
ma'am,
am.
We've got to get to a break, but let me refer you to a book which I think will give you some good insights on what you can do.
All right.
It's by Dr. Stanley Jacob. Stanley Jacob. Put that into your used book search engine. If you didn't hear me carrying on at the beginning of the program, it's usedbooksearch.co.uk usedbooksearch.co.uk because they search all the other search engines, and that saves you a lot of time.
You said C-O-U-K?
C-O.co.uk.
Yeah.
Dr. Stanley Jacob, the MSM Miracle. MSM, and I know that the publisher wants to sell books, so they put in Miracle. But still, the things you can accomplish with MSM, which is a relative of DMSO, are really remarkable. Read Professor Jacob's book.
Thank you.
Just doing that, people have told me that they've become more flexible, that things that were bothering them before and their muscles didn't bother them. Read his book, please.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and we better go to our break, and thank you for calling.